Let's pick the lunch tomorrow. One of the Sundays, so we very close the Takana de Rabbana and all the Tarsus. So there's enough you have to use recognition on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. You spend the money to come down either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So you make this day for the morning as requiring recognition on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. The other day for the morning of Shashuri is a Makhlek. The Rambam's opinion is that Shashuri is required day on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. And the Shekhanah keep asking again to Rambam. That they require Yomim HaShalashim as HaShabbos on Yom Kippur, there is no Shalashim. But the Lech HaMishnah, that's the implication of the Gemara there, and Pesach is an exception to the rule. Because you need Lech HaMishnah, otherwise you would have... Okay, so the one exception to the rule, the step of the Gemara. So basically, you need Lech HaMishnah both on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. And the fact is, Shekhanah, there are more clothes, even a bigger fish. That that person is very hungry on Shabbos. And instead of just eating one food on Friday night, one food on Shabbos night, one food on Shabbos afternoon, oh. It's a fourth food or a fifth food or a sixth food. Each time he washes, so the Ramah says every time the person eats his food that is made on Shabbos, is required to say the Hamas be on recognition. Recognition is also to be in Shabbos food. And after you have fulfilled your obligation to have the Shabbos food, then you're free to do whatever you want. And eat whatever kind of meal you want.
Like
I said, you can find your own food. No. You can make food from your own food. Sure, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that you require to be kazer each one of the food that I like. That means you should be starting out before I want Kiddush. And you have to live to eat before the Kiddush. You don't say no Kiddush, but the birth of them you have to make Kiddush. And the Gemara of the whole Kiddush only consists of the birth of our that the Rambam's opinion is that Shabbos morning is just like Friday night, you're not permitted to eat, you're still eating inside Kiddush. The Friday is just Shabbos morning, therefore the Machlek is the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam says, you already made Kiddush last night, why should it be prohibited to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning, so mash whatever you want before Kiddush. You just need the Kiddush, the Rambam has just need the Kiddush, because they're just eating the same food as Shabbos. But you should be able to actually count as the Kiddush meal. The Rambam has no. But just like Friday night, you're not permitted to eat any food there before you, so you can stay to Shabbos morning. You're not allowed to eat anything, any snacks or any mashes before you say the Kiddush. And then you have the second food. If you're not allowed to eat the second food, the Rambam has, you're not allowed to eat a snack. You can't have a banana, you can't have a fruit, so besides the food that you make, there's no return in having a mash before the first food. If it's still the Rambam has, but you have to be kaveya, the first food is also alayayim. If it's free, it's alayayim. And hence the sitter, in hence the sitter, and then there's some unique characteristics. So you should be called the Seder Shabbos. Because on the Eastern Day, so you have a Seder Fish Service. So that's what the Shabbos is on Seder Fish Service. So that's the difference. Because now you're going to turn the same. Now you're going to turn the same. That's the whole difference. So it's very clear that it's Seder Shabbos. So the Rambam has that not at all. He's actually that's enough. You're going to turn the same. According to the Rabbi Nisam, that the first food that one can consume, even the fast part, you can be able to show the Seder Shabbos with the Seder Shabbos. If you would have had the food, then you wouldn't have had to say, well, I'm not going to have to forgive us another natural mention of Shabbos today. Even if you happen to have fat, even if you happen to have bread for the Jewish mission, well, that you have to say the same. Even if you eat some food, you have to say the same. Because you can't say that if you are murdered, if you fail to say the same, then you have to bench over again. Why do you have to bench over? Because it doesn't hurt to the Jewish Shabbos. No, you could have had to, you could have fulfilled to the Shabbos out of banana. According to the Rabbi Nathan, that there are many tajim of sufficient for the Jewish mission.
You have to dock your daughter and learning to Swedish leisure. That's
in that order. The Rama gives you the state area, you have to drive in my way, and then the Sri Vishana. We don't discuss the Maganatana, which I left on the summertime. There's an early meeting, so let's say some people don't like to drive in my way already. What if the person will drive in Minnesota for the early meeting, and then he'll go home and eat, and say, finish a week, and then I'll go, no, with the next meeting. That's okay. Others disagree, they say no, the Raman never meant it, the Raman just meant it, you're not allowed to eat the food down the river. That's what he meant. Or the Hakrina, you should eat the Finnish meat with your food down the river. But he said, that's a murder, as long as you ate the Finnish meat with your food, his man had already been in the river, as long as it's shot in the afternoon, you have to have faith, that's not what you have to have faith, his man is ready to be inside the river. So you have to have faith, say that you should do it like something. So after his man had already been in the river, would be accepted that he ate the Finnish meat. But in the morning, not. And why did you show me that? Is this the unit enough? That you can eat the Finnish dish in the morning also? Right, that's right. That's why the Hakuna thing is divide the meal up in the morning. Divide when you come home, the airport is starting to start. So you have to eat very early, won't you? So you divide the meal up, and you eat first the meal, then the bench. And then it's an upgrade, and you wash right away. And eat the second half of the meal, the finished dishes, and then you bench again with the spare. And so, yeah, that's considered very blockchain of Tsucha, because what do you mean? The bear had said you would have eaten a whole meal. They were just breaking up the meal by benching and washing it and saying, when I'm empty, there is. That's the very blockchain of Tsucha. So the Ashokan of the Bershev and many parts of the question is no, it is not a meal, the end of the meal, but it is not focused on our end. Somehow that we eat there and go and wash it with Tsucha, that's what applies, and everything is a spare of Mitzvah. On Shavuot, everybody can go. You know, on Shavuot, when I'm pulling, everybody means that you have to have Nechelis. And on Yom Tov, everybody says, well, what are you going to tell me? I guess what is Shavuot, and they start and took it. And the only other thing other than Shavuot, and how does that feel? You can have legs of Lego Edition. And then you might have enough to be talking about some of the things. But on Shavuot, they all agree to be the non-Lechel, because to the correct of the Shavuot training, that's what it means. That's a strange to know. It's a strange one. 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 It's a strange one ומה אתה זוכר? שאתה מחלק את התרה ללב רבי שירה. אשר לא נחזר את זה כפי שתיון הגנדס, שלפי עקור להשם עקור לכם, ואשר לפי יחץ להשם לחצר את זה, ומה אתה זאת מחלק את זה מפלאי אנשאה, בסיכוי הדירי זה קרה של אשה בפעמים. ובסיכוי הדירים בגזר היא אנשאה בזר עליהם, זאת לא נגמר גם תורה. ומדינה בגמר אופי גם תורה, מדינה יותר בשעה בתחילה עש למייפה. ומדינה תמידת היא להכין את סדה, והמפזר, לפני עשרי הבית, השבת, אכילה את הילד, את המיליטי, אכילה את קרב המילה להגיד מדרך ברדפן, אכילה את קרב, אכילה את המיליטי, סן הפוד, אפילו הערפי, או שקוצי, קדיש לנו את הקרבי, או שפרפן, כמלך איזה קרבי, או שברק, כמסמריה, כמלך איזה קרבי, או שאיזה, או שאיזה אידן שבת, או איזה אידן שבת, זאת אומרת, זה גורם לבית, שבת קרבה, עשי המייסה, או איזה יותר כמיסים, זה סביר ממש, אני לא מבין פה, וכל זה להכיל את שבת. ורד אילן שבת צריך להכיל את שבת, 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 להכיל את אני רוצה לציין את הסינטים רק ללמד, אני לא יודע לציין, זה לא מגיע למה שם בקפלה של אמפרס, אני שם על הזוכר, אני נשיא בדיוני, ואין לכם מתקפלו בן עשר שם על הזוכר, אני נשיא בדיוני, 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 אני yeah, but it still doesn't apply. It's not the same. It's even better. Then exactly the difference is not. It's a question of definition. It's a good question. But from the simple reading of mind, let me feel that the concept of human reality is only applied to the Shabbos and then apply to the Yom. And the Rambam writes otherwise. Shabbos only applies to the Shabbos. It's just a Shabbos. It applies to Shabbos more than it applies to the Yom. We assume that it applies in Halacha, and you can apply to Shabbos more than it applies to the Yom. You assume it applies to both. So when Hashem falls on our Shabbos, and when Yitzchak falls on our Shabbos, we need that for the season. Because we got it over. I don't remember, do you reckon I'll have to say Tzidus? So yeah, obviously yes, I don't think so. We accept Yom, but not equally. No Chom on our Shabbos, then we need on Yom. But the original passage in Yishai happens to be speaking of Hashem. That's a problem, that's it. That's speaking in Yishai. All the speaking, keep in mind, but never. And why are you speaking about Shabbos? Because I'm speaking about Yom Tov. Also, when you're speaking about both on a different level, it's a big problem. Exactly, how do you figure that out? But getting back again, there is a din, Parshat Shabbos is a din of the Rabbanim, it's not a din of the Rabbanim. So the both people that are there for the man, where that has to have the Rabbanim of the Rabbanim, the din of Shabbos Tidus, and not meant to say that they are for the Rabbanim, we will see the son of the Rabbanim. The din of Lecha Mishnah, the two din of the Rabbanim, Zecha Leman, Zechel and that someone. So you need Lecha Mishnah and Shabbos. And there are more parts of Shulchan Aruch that you need Lecha Mishnah. Even if you really fulfill Shabbos Tzidus, you're eating a fourth and a fifth, even 100 Tzidus. Every time a person wants to eat Pas on Shabbos, by Lecha Mishnah, then there should be Lecha Mishnah, Zechel and that. Now the question is on Pesach, the Gemara says, I call lightning that you have to have a Pesach, because Lecha Mishnah, there are many Jashas on the Lecha Mishnah. One of the many Russian things, like a nani. My back is one of the two, so I come to see should have a break in Matzah, and then the Gemara says, but yeah, anyway, then you should break all the Matzahs, the Gemara says, no, you have two, so the Tariq HaShleima Ubatzer. That is the food Mach Lech Rishon, what does that mean? You have two in the Rath Matzahs, so you have one in the Rath Matzahs. So the Tariq HaShleima Ubatzer, the word the Tariq HaShleima, how can it be the Tariq? If you have one, how is it the Tariq? That's why you have three Matzahs, you have two Shleimas, one of them are down in the future in the middle, so that's called the Tehachit. And all these things, Rechamia says, what do you mean? He's heard in the Moros and said, you know, please, the Tehach HaShleim are back there. 5 lines before the second letter, and a piece of eating. And the person is eating stuff, and he has a person, and he has a Shleim. Now, if there's a Shabbos, and there's a Pesach, who says they have three? You see that the word of the Tehach doesn't mean any. Huh? So that's the question whether the Deus is a Deus or not. It's a Shrach of Deus. In the context of the Moros, it's a Shrach of Deus. It's not Rishani bringing a Deus. The best of my thing is that I think of now, do you need Lecha Mishnah, two Shlemus, Lecha Mishnah, lots of Pusa because of Lecha Meni Madaki Shalom and Pusa? Or do you say no? The Pusik of Lecha Meni Madaki Shalom and Pusa comes to modify the deal of Lecha Mishnah. That we are going to normal Shabbat to Yom, because we call Lecha Mishnah, two Shlemus, अपने सपना है कि मत कर प्राप्त कृष्ण में जल आपूल है ऋषण समझी से निश्चय दे दिया जब रक्षा निश्चय में रक्षा रक्षा कर लकड़ी सुना है कृष्ण जहाँ तेल है क्योंकि आप तेल है अपने कृष्ण है जिसमें खुश है बाहर का क्षय करी जमानी तो दिया है कृष्ण या ना तो कोई मैं सही नहीं ना करवा दे रहा है तो कौन शिक्षा की होती है ब्याह में आज मैंने भी सही तो दो साल में दिया बांग और समय भी लिया है يعني لاس تخيل ثاني إنما هذا 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 شيء ثاني شو ما أعرف أيش هي أقول من تخيل إنما 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 Well, part of that issue we discussed last week was, is it necessary to have configuration? And we had a nice thing on a Heroes Master. It's very nice because it's a different amendment. If I should have a chance to have a Heroes Master, it's a different amendment. And we gave a measure of time, we did a tumor. We did a Wallace tumor. We did an Apple tumor. So it's entirely right. So that's a different amendment. If anything, I should have a chance to be the church of Shalayim. It's a very long Heroes tumor. It's a long person, a very basic tumor. That's the first of the different time. And then he said, so there's nothing surprising about that. But the question is here, I'm very surprised. And he said, you see, the office, is it necessary for him to eat two possessions? One is designed for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of master, and another separate designed for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of the answer. That's how Machado says. Machado is quoting Alosh, and it's a few abbreviations. And Mishnah Berurah says, hey, my friend, he likes to be Alosh, he hasn't come across me, and send them in the show. He said, "Why are you trying to do such a thing? You need to when you first throw a healthy one for the sake of the master, one for the sake of the master. It's the same thing. The master, the Sura Santa, is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah master means that that's what the Sura Santa should consist of. Normally, on a normal yantar, you can have white bread, garlic bread, pumpernickel, master, olive, whatever you want. And I think it's not, you have to back to have master for the sake of the Sura. And Yiddish tradition has it that in another Shkai Shkai is the Shabbat, the Balabaki makes it clear in the Sukkot. Yeah, but actually, didn't have to learn that. That's a question. Why don't you require that the two creation is in there? Some of the answer is that the two creations are one, blend them together. But one thing is good, that's a question. Or is that correct or not? I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, If you have to fall down on Sunday, so the man didn't fall down either on Shabbos nor on Sunday nor on Yom Tov, so there would be not like a Mishnah on Friday. It would be three questions, and then one for Friday, one for Shabbos, one for Sunday. When you have Yom Tov, Shabbos, you come up with Shabbos, either with Kana or Yachra, why don't we require like a Mishnah?
On Pesach, have one, if you just think about one of the same things, you have your hamotzi, which you have in the day, and then what else do you want to do with your hamotzi? You have one, 22 days.
אז אני סוגח כדי להציג, מחר זה שיבור עבר, ונשמחה את זה, אני אומר, זה ניסת מסקרינג, אני אין תקורא את הניסת סביב הקלנטה, אז אתה יודע, זה כל זה שיש לי מזמן כגע, אז אני אעשה את זה סקרינג, זה שיבור עבר, אני בגיל, אוקיי, אוקיי, זה זה. זה נקרא שלו זה, ואם זמן כגע, זה בגיל את זה סביב הקלנטה, זה לא פנות. You can go to the city center with the land with the entertainment because Marshal is identical with the land. Okay. Any questions? Well, you need to figure out more into that. So that's it. Again, so that's an affair. So some shouldn't say you have to have two grades. Let's say what's the only thing that we do. There are most people where you have two schlegels and one food set. If you have two schlegels, that's for the mechanism of the missing at the end. You have to rise from one of the schlegels. You can talk to the guy in the combination. And then you have to add a food set. The other half of the market for the new set market. That's the second thing for me, because it provides the net. The way they're up, traditionally they're up practices you get in the F market. Then it goes on, you should talk to them. And the Chagos says you need to create. And it's very simple. So you have to have two schlemmers for the nuclear, for the renters, and you need to get ice in that, and the purpose for the sake of the nuclear mass, and you need to get ice in that. The shiny is there, we show the whole by the eye, and the whole lemon through the rest. Now, we don't have to talk about that either. How does that show? The doctor can let him to me, the doctor can run in there. They see that the heart run in there. Now they're a shiny. Which one should you eat the kizayis from? Is the real brother being inside of the pusa? And you just take the, because you eat lechem and you just take the shleima to be inside for the lechem mishnah purposes. Remember when you have lechem mishnah two shleima? Or the people that you have three pieces of the other one. Now, even if I clear it up there, you shouldn't have two shleima. You should have one of them, for each one should be a pusa. The other one should be a shleima. But really, the mitzvah tonight is really fulfilled on the pusa. The shleima is left to be the pusa for the lechem mishnah purposes. And you should eat the kazari from the food for you say it's okay. You just bring the food for that it should look like in the back you should land in the food. But the brothers are really being excited. The Hamas with the Akhir is not really being excited on the Shlomo. The best thing I'll play is a little bit safe. It's with the tail. And the tail has the bug sheeting. The Akhir is an opinion. Whether the Ikea brother is really on the assumption that And the assumption again that one has 2.5 masters. And one has to be 68. One can rise from the one of the two slammers to the earth to see the film. Another can rise from the system to the earth to the Mr. Masters. Really, one in the same mixture. And then we've done in a rep map to my dash, and I'm the priestess, Magala, and the Rachel, we have an issue tonight, and you shouldn't have a dish language, or you shouldn't have two slaves, you should only have one in the head. But now we have said, and I'm like, it's an issue, and then you put it in the first thing, the patient that you spoke, says that to me, it's clever, says that it takes through the first world she can, but it's still quite flat, unlike the two serving opinions. The one has that the ETM mix is really, it's not only from the first one. And the slaves have to be in the first one, and the slaves have, no, you have a slave now. The same thing you want to say on top, the Shlomo is always better than a Kusa. Even if the Shlomo is never than a Kusa, you can't say that the Shlomo is takes precedence. The Kusa is just, when you say that, you should look like you're saying that a Kusa. That's all. Because that's for the end state. But the Brock is really trying to understand. But then you should be right. Since there's an Akhlekes, and the Torah, an Akhlekes in the Shlomo, where you should eat the Kizayt, you're going to eat it from a Kusa. Or the Kizayt, you're going to eat it from a Shlomo. But that's the reason why you eat the Kizayt. The original reason why you took his item is because there's two different mitzvahs. He's used 4.5 masters. So you need one kazayt from one of the two shlemas for the mitzvah through this yantar, and one kazayt from the kusa for the mitzvah master. The new reason is that Tzilek Lom, how can it be? Who says that? My Maria Vishayim. She needed to be sufficient of one kazayt. He used to talk about it. He used to take his item. The new reason is that Tzilek Lom, in the death of the Bira Alecha, he has to start getting there. And the mission doing is that, it's going bad, it's because of the food, it's like the opposite cheeky. And the assumption that you only eat in one kazai. So which is the winner? Which is the real master that you start to, which master is going to stand up and be eaten? Which one is it, the truth is it, the shleder? That's the machlekes. That's why you eat the kazai from the shleder, the kazai from the truth, to satisfy the both opinions of the shleder. Not to learn to be able to receive mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah, there aren't two mitzvahs. So the machlekes, which master is the kazai, so you did that. So we have both and we eat a kazai from each. We have both together and we eat a kazai from each. Which one you should eat? Which one you should eat? When you say Madaki is one of the Kusa, that means the Mitzvah Master should be fulfilled with the Kusa? And then you need a Shaira for it? Could be the Mitzvah, but I'm not going to assume that. It's not really, the Mitzvah is really fulfilled with the Hebrew and the Kusa. He said, no! There are Kusa and Shleima. There are Mitzvah and Kusa and Shleima. But the Mitzvah Master should certainly be fulfilled by the Shleima. I didn't mind since you have to bring a Kusa. Yeah! You bring Kusa, that's what it seems like. It should look like Madaki is one of the Kusa. But the Mitzvah should certainly be fulfilled by the Shleima. Let's see who the Mitzvah. But Mamish Abdulus Mirakata Rakata, where should we could be nice? From A to B. And we should do it, and that's the real reason. That's why our practice is that we need to do this. To satisfy the both opinions and the faith with the new tool.
I have a lot of people. Give somebody their own 2.5 masks that they should make for their family. They should make their own bread to take them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, as a child, exactly how do you perform the mechanism? What can you do? What if you have two giant cowards on Friday night and just one person went by himself or two people went by themselves? So how much of the cowards are going to have to eat? If you know the Ramashi, then it's really not perfect. That's what's going on. I'm not sure if I'm doing it. Shabbos morning is the Tchinas Yisrael, which is next to the bottom sphere, but that's why you have the upper one.
I'm not going to get home first when you put them together first.
No, you have to. No, but take a little chair and then you put it on the bottom. Whichever one you got to cut, that's the one you make your line on.
Right.
And then you cut it.
Yeah,
so she's happy. You get there. You get there. You get there.
Okay.
But that's the challenge, which one? That's what the Magen Avraham says, that Abdi, Nikla, Shlishi, the best anywhere. Shlishi is the first Aliyah that you can get, unless you're a kind of lady. But if you're a regular Yisrael, so the first Aliyah you can get, the Shlishi, in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, the person who's a liar, that the Aliyah, every day, Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Moed, and given to the same people. In the Tanakh, you get Shlishi, and then the next day, the Tanakh, you get Shlishi, and then Amay Naham never gets an Aliyah. No your side, no nothing, you don't get any aliyahs. The same people get. The same shiva is when you get shlishi every single time. You get shlishi Monday, Thursday, or Saturday, Shalomai, Shabbat, the end of every time shlishi. That's the beginning of the month. Then they come back and show it up. The meaning is not.
That's
why
the
question
is
that even in a belly. Yes, at any time, yes. The Chalak says the Maitre at any time. They took shlishi on Shabbat. And it didn't have that because they thought they were supposed to have it. Because they eat every Shabbat he took shlishi. Then they took shlishi. I mean, she was there. It was a Shabbat. Every Shabbat he took shlishi. Okay. So it's a legal and said we should pronounce that Shlishi is best for me. Then the Magen Avraham question, based on the Zohar, Shlishi is best for me on Shabbos. Why? Because that's where the Mepharshim can decide that Shabbos morning, whatever it means, is to not be saved, and the same is the sixth year. So that's why Shlishi is best for me. So the Bnei Gaon learned that that's what it says over here. That Ravashi said in the name of Akane, that you only cut one of them. That's what the Ramah says, he cut the body, cut the back, he gets him in heaven, Friday night, Shabbos morning. But there it didn't be like that. If we have a Bakra, I prove it should be, so he cut through the both kinds of family assumption that if one of them cut one, they're not going to cut the other one. So how is it to hear from the recognition of why? Because he had it up. Or if you leave it in, what if you leave it on the table? You don't pick up, what if you don't pick up either? You want the earth to have a Mishnah? It's not going to be able to give the earth. What do you have to put on the table? What if it's full in the freezer? And what if it's full in the bakery? And what if the bakery is in California? So that's wrong, everything. So the answer is no, that's not material. Now, how close does it have to be? Within 10 hours, it seems to be certain. No, but how close does it have to be? So that's the very grand timing. No, because that's the right there. But there is a disagreement with the left counter. The left counter says all you have to do is cut one of them, knock it out, you have both of them, and you cut one of them. There are the bunch of bullshit with it. You cut both counters, because the counter that you don't cut is not the start of the Rahamishu. Rashi does not learn of that. We'll read it in a minute. All the Rabino Rabashi, 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 and he cuts on the roll, and then he takes two rolls and he cuts one roll. What is he cutting that roll? And sometimes they have big cars, sometimes they have good cars. What are you cutting through the gigantic car? What is he cutting through the gigantic car? It is not, he's on the private tour of the moose, and he looks like he's starving. He looks like a car, but he wants to eat so much. And Malay, the Rashi answers, it's okay. Because you have every day of the week, no kind of help. He doesn't do that. Only the way he does all this, he always does it on Shabbat. He wants to cut the bread. Therefore, that is kind of the chaos from Yisrael. That's how we're going to go into it to finish with the right form. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi does not learn that there is a disagreement with Ravashi. And then Rashi says, no, if you cut one kind of, you should have that and cut one kind. The bread that they had in a different thing, but instead of taking a loaf of bread, a challah, and cutting at the edge, and then whoever wants more challah, so keep on cutting, you should cut from the middle, you should cut a big chunk, a little akula, that is the notion of the mother. What's the akula shayyutu? Shayyutu means a meal. So he would cut so much when he said I meant to, he had such a big chunk, enough to supply him for the whole meal. Greg didn't have that, he's not holding by the whole meal. Years ago, people used to eat a lot of challah. He can cut outside these places. He cut into the middle of the house. But now he's not going to eat such a big chunk. He's going to cut one slice. And he has to cut it for afternoon. So then just cut off the first slice at the end. Well, he's cutting off such a big chunk. And for the moment, improvisely, he doesn't do it. He only does it on Shabbos. So Hakeru, for Aviv, is on his floor. He's demonstrating that Aviv is on his floor. So the Gemara said about drinking down the kosher water. The Gemara said, it measures in the end of the super. That when you drink wine, so you take it, in a big gulp, that it's more filling.
So the generic says that And the Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is quoted, but that's not the popular opinion. The popular opinion is that you only learn to see the Shah because you have the ancient to take them. That's at a lot more master, a lot more higher than just the Kazai. Faith is much more. Kazai is either a Shemish based or Hasi based. The person has one opinion, that's from their popular view of Shulchan Aruch as the other right in the matter. That one is only a fulfillment of the mitzvah through the Shah to the Shantos. If you have the ancient to take them. If you have anger to die, to all the debates in India, I have to say, if you get less than the debate, that's not the Siddur Shanta. Is that not the Siddur Shanta? That's a lot of debt.
That's a lot of nonsense.
Nice. Can you try it differently? Yeah, you have to have anyway. You have to have a debate anyway. Otherwise, it's a topic brought on in the Siddur Shanta. That's not the Siddur Shanta. But if you eat less than the King's army, it's a fast. Yes, it's a lot of debate. If you didn't see any kazari from the debate, so you listen to it, so you wash the kind of breath. Is that the machlok of the Rishon, whether you mechuyas to wash or not, if you're eating so little bread. So that is the kazari person is not mechad of dinner. So if you hold the whole sakana of the mechuyas to that, maybe based on shach truma. But the time had a wash in the kazari, because you die shmir, so you're ashamed, you're the shmishi, the truma. So you have the time after washing the kazari, whenever if you have a bad mechad of dinner, and you want to eat, Is that the kind of thing that you have to do? So in the middle of the meal, he touches the prayer of Tzimah. So he touches the eighth time of the sacred prayer. So that's in time of the fire of God. So he says that finish, you have to wash again. So he says you have to wash again, but you drop it. I remember once a friend of God asked my father and Shaila, very similar to God, said, he's always not afraid yet, in the middle of the meal. And he didn't, but keep that service in time of the fire of God. If you're interested in eating chumma, you have to wash your hands. Besides, if you're interested in eating bread, which is not chumma, we don't have any chumma, no one's eating any chumma. We have to know if you're in the first time that we're in the first time that we're in the first time, does anything to do with chumma that you're buying, or not in the rest of it? If that's a big machlekes, that's a machlekes, that's the issue. If you touch the first chumma in the middle of the meal, then you have to wash over again.
If I have a recommend, you should wash again the mizrah. But that has to be a different issue. Is there a consideration that if you're eating less than a kibbutz, since all the prophets of the kibbutz are in the kibbutz, then I say, all the prophets of the kibbutz are in the kibbutz in the other. It's not the kibbutz in the other. So since all the prophets of the kibbutz are in this year, which is relevant, in the year less than a kibbutz, so therefore I should say that if you're eating less than a kibbutz, there's no need for the kibbutz to die and say, no, what's the connection? That's not a no shakur. What if it feels like the bread? It has to do with the Yodam Shmi, the Summer. It's a million of them, Shemikir. But that's the Machlaik, that's the Shemish of the Machlaik, the Shemishan, that's the Mishnah Dura for. So the faith of the eating bread, and that's from the Kabeika, then we have to deal with that kind of information on that. So we trust that you should wash the Lebracha. So when you wash and you say Lebracha, you should make sure that you're eating at least the Kabeika, at least making the Kabeika, that being at least the Kabeika. A lot of people eat less than the Kabeika. No, it doesn't pass it. That's a very special one. If you're doing what you treat the bread, the process, you can eat your everything else, you can see the process. If you have a little bit of that service, there's only a piece that you have to wine. That's a person just takes a little nibble of chale, and then he eats steak and chicken and everything else. It happens to throw that little nibble of chale, and eat it. It didn't require it at the end, but you ran out of bench. You didn't have to go right at the end. And you never had to say shaka and adama and designers and everything that you ate in the meal. So it doesn't, it's not covered with the little amount that you put on a little bread and a bread. The new requirement that you have to eat the whole kazayas before you begin to eat the other food at the past this road, the other first night. There's no insistence that you have to eat a full kazayas. That's a request of the road. That's a little finish, beautiful finish. So I bite into the finger, it's a little bite. I swallow a little bread left in the rice, a little bit of the salami, a little bit of the same fish also goes down. I didn't say shahakal alas, so how is this covered here to it? I don't have to say that here. I don't have to eat the full kazayas before I begin to eat the rest of the kazayas of the middle of the meal. But I have to cut bread to be eating the kazayas of the first of the meal. If I'm not in advance, this meal I'm just going to have this little tiny little bit of kala. And then that little bit doesn't cover the rest. I'm not answering it to the Shabbos, it's a traditional Shabbos the answer. And I'm going to punch later, there's going to be a bracha that's all right. I'm missing all the brachas here for now. All the food that I ate in the middle of the meal. So it wasn't covered with the foundation that I said at the beginning. You can't be considered in it. And this way it's
happening. Can I say, well, you're always a good man's diet, and you're not supposed to eat bread. So,
So the first time he went into Zayas with a Chomer de Geshir, the second time he went into Zayas with a Kula de Geshir, but he didn't eat the five today, he never lost these five. He's come and he's right, he's down because of that. He's very skinny now, so Shabbos went to Disney. There's no obligation to perform a mitzvah if it's going to cause you to become sick. A person is allergic to wheat. You know, the mouth is going to get sick, or they're going to throw up. Is it okay? Yes, it's slightly uncomfortable.
Right.
So that's the question. Maybe you have a place with infection because the nature of the mitzvah is still in nature. If it's still in nature, you know, it's more than a mitzvah the right thing. You know, it's a hydraulic pocket. And another Mr. Hamadazi Al-Gazi Al-Zuhanish, you're not looking at it. So I have the ability to stand here the one gift that he felt his savior in order to perform even a Mr. Daraita. Even a Mr. Haridaya. Let's say if I won't hurry up and get it killed, so I'll leave the Mr. Killer and whatever the Mr. happens to be. So there are no possible Shabbat, you're not looking at it. But when it comes to Mr. Mitzvah, if it's in the Mitzvah, lies, I have a curse here. Or Mahanakir, you can begin a... I say that we tell this that this is the Nisi, so then the Yaman hasn't finished, and the Mechoyim is even on the Halakhad or Aksachim, is the first because he literally has to buy money, has to shtar money, in order to perform the Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah, this is the Nisi, is different. And then the Yaman has another exception to the Mitzvah, that is Makhshah Shekhar. Two exceptions. Makhshah Shekhar says, Ha'ali Hadala Yaman. Hadala Yaman. All the Rishayim are disagreeing with the Ramadan, they say, they don't eat that. It means if you can't afford it, so don't get it, right here. Don't get anything. Don't get anything. The fact that Kabbalah Ram Japanese don't give a third of the shekel. You give a half a shekel, and of course they don't get, but you give next to your master shekel. You give next to your maker for this year. Because you look, the person wouldn't give master shekel. Kashim in Gimel. He didn't give. Now they're in Kashim in Dalit. So they give this year, there is a factor, it's a factor not keeping. And then the factor, factor of Adam, factor of Adam, and you start in Kadosh and Shoshan and Gimel. Factor not keeping, it's a whole like a person becomes a bad shingle. And he's 65 years old and hasn't given me any Master Shekel since he's done his career. But he's called whenever I'm afraid to Rishon, he only started giving Master Shekel. He only started 10 years of money. And now at the age of 65, he hears his Maramidish, et cetera. He hears his Maramidish and the Bible Kabbalah, and he starts to be giving Master Shekel as he did. So this year, Master Shekel is supposed to move back to his core partner, Harsin. He's called Kabbalah this year. He'll use it for the purpose of purchasing. This year is Kabbalah. Well, very years, the first year that he didn't give, the last 40, 50, 60 years. So then he gave, that he gave. So Master Shekel of the first, and the second, and the second.
How can you do that? And only if you're going to eat that full amount of bread, that's the kibbutz. That's the time Hashem has. You're going to eat that the kibbutz, because you're treated as if you never touched it. So now it's everything is coming. What can you buy in shares? It's not anything. That's not right. Shmiras. It's worse than that. It's not anything. It's a takana de rabot. It's not anything. It's a takana de rabot. It's a carry over from those days. It's a used to be used on 10 of the fire by Shum.
No, that's a different problem. No, the Russian, 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 that's a different problem. No, the Russian
And if you look at that, and that has to be because in the great foundation, if you fail them, you're doing that right there, they would have to finish it down that line. So he's only finished it down, and he's not doing it. But from industry, I've already was done, they had got blessed on the floor. So I don't know, I was a big deal. You couldn't go see for the prize that I had for the old master. So I don't know, I was a big deal. So the high deal is not a one, because the people already have been there very well, because if they have to, because the second is not, all I have is not good. It's considered it for everybody going to live. But yes, he can work fast, he can wear
the other thing is that
And then for the second time, for the sake of the Philistia dying. And then for the third time, for the sake of my shmini. But if you end up clean, because of the fact is that you end up clean, you're not ready. So then you just wash twice, now you're showing the my shmini. You only two times. That's only two times. I'm looking at based on Kiddush Adayin Raglan and the Beis HaMikdash. And Kiddush Adayin Raglan, you have to wash the entire yard. The entire yard. It's not the same as the Philistia dying for bread. When the Quran goes to Gochen, it starts to wash. It's the same way the Quran goes to Beis HaMikdash, it's Kiddush Adayin Raglan. The bread is a Malacha, not a Kiddush Rashi Taisus. The Rashi holds for where?
Wow.
Yeah, it's for the world though. And Taisus is made for food there. It's really good. The mother says for where? The mother says for the end of the thing. So there, by the Quran and Gochen, you have to be careful how to follow Taisus she says. It's not even after the bread. The other one wash from the other time. You should wash all the way for the rest to make sure that the whole, So the Quran shouldn't have their wristwatch all the way over here. How's the Rabbin going to put a letter on top of the wristwatch? Yeah. And then Kippur says that they wash in the morning. They wash in the morning with the umbrella mat. Usually everybody else washes in the morning just from the end of the fingers, so the Israelim passing our churches. But then the letter like for Italian who washes the letter wash in the morning should wash for the wrist. Because we don't care about the item, we wash immediately before we open it. We don't care about the place that you say this is one. Because there's a Machlokes in the Shanim, is it necessary to wash until it's a dying for opening immediately before the opening? Or is it even better to wash in the morning and then you see a fast in between? But that's why we wash before the opening, then we don't care about it because we rely on the bracha to become fed in the morning. But I'm going to keep the morning, we're just going to wash till the end of the thing, and that's everybody else. And then we said the bracha is going to wash till the end, so then you're not going to say bracha, it's going to be lying on the bracha that we said in the morning. The bracha that he said in the morning was he didn't wash till the end. So that's what we're going to do, we're going to do that. And Saturday is shopping off, we recommend like that. So when the Quran wakes up in the morning, when you sit there, they should wash, fill it with, and have in mind that this is the washing that's going to cover the opening later. But then when you wash again, you put it there, and you don't have to serve that in it. I think that's what most of them do. We follow that, that double result. That cannot be Messiah. If you're going to make a key in Moria, if you're going to do it in the Shaka, then for Yimcha and for Mila, then for sure you're going to be Messiah. Then you have to wash again before. And then you're going to be enough like the Kapak, and then you have to say, well, I'm going to say to them, then you wash again.
But we've been talking about something, I'm a lady, and I don't want to support it. Four of one's your regiment, and then shepherd.
Yeah, you have to pray for the
right.
Right. Right. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's no opinion that you wash less than that. You know, all machnaik is by Yuchanan that you have to wash for the yad. Then you wash for the wrist. So the machnaik is for the wrist. Okay, waking up in the morning, but yeah, that's the machnaik. So there, and then Kippur, you go just to the end of the thing. That's for Yuchanan you have to wash your own. Okay, the last piece of the morning we already discussed that the Adam is where God says he has a person that like it's rational or not. When you want to fulfill the mitzvah, the mechanism isn't essential to cut both collars, or the mess is necessary. So that's why we're going to disagree with that collar. That collar only cut one. Not it's all people that's a hobby. He took both collars and he said, I'm not only cut one, and now we're going to disagree. And the way we go and ask us all over like the right girl, we learn that no, that's exactly the spirit of the mechanism. We're going to disagree with that collar. He said, the chal that you don't touch, you're not worth it. Then he went like that. Adam Adas, he had a family unit. He had a family who used to go in Israel, and they would make, Rashi says, Tnei Zeh Chaseret, with Lechem, with Paz, how did Rashi know that Yudah Chaseret? And it's a Yudah Kulim? And it's, that the only one of Yudah, so it's not like, every Yudah Kulim doesn't have family in Israel. And every Yudah Kulim also doesn't have family in Israel, unless he's going to bake bread. But if I know, most people do not bake bread on Yantas. They don't bake bread at a place that puts you down Yantas. That's a common myth. If you don't bake on Yantas, when you make an extra thing, you don't need to put away a matzah in there. But not even if you plan to bake bread while you're cooking or something. Where do you need it? You plan to cook that. You're going to cook beef. You're going to cook pork. You're going to cook soup. You're going to cook the chicken, the fish. But you want to cook on Yantas, the Shabbos, and Yantas has got another Shabbos. So then you need to have you get a mic, but you don't need to pass this one as well. I'm not going to bake. I'm not going to
bake.
Well, here,
you
use hard for a bake.
You're not
going to
cook
everything. No, you have to put away a mic that is cooler to show that you already began the preparation for the shabbat before you want to begin.
No, you use
the
bread or not baking?
I use the bread. No, it's not good. So we're not going to add a pass detach. We're not going to cut alone, we're not going to spend it. So the pass is only needed to do not see a few less people that I know. There are very few people based on you. So the pass is not going to help you. Put away pass is not going to help you to cook. You have to use that to attach it. The other Rishon has all you need is attach. You don't need a pass at all. We're not going to have any time because you need both. If you want to bake, then the tasher is not sufficient, you need to pass the tasher. So maybe the time people say, don't bake. We have to eat it, so everything is baked from Yisroel. So what do you need the tasher for cooking? So you don't really need the tasher, the tasher is eaten. Let's say, if the person, let's say, is in the dormitory in Yeshiva, he's not going to cook, he's not going to bake, he's not going to bench shift, not going to tell, not going to do anything. Then if he doesn't have an air cashew, he's not going to do anything. I'm a guest by someone else. I'm not going to look for food, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to do any of the locker for all. So don't make an air cashew. Shabbat, that is everything you want to do, the only thing I'm going to do is bench shift. So the Mishnah Berurah says to Machlokes is going to show you. Let's say, if you forgot to make an air cashew, are you allowed to light candles or not? Then look at Shabbat, then look at the side of the air cashew. If you are then you can eat with all your kashim, so you don't need that kashim to come shlok. But if the only thing you have to do is then shlok, you should make sure to have kashim on a blocker. So some of them have that in order to then shlok, in order to like saying that you do need. That's why we say like Luka Shlaga, because some of them say, if you didn't leave an air kashim, then you're not allowed to be married for some yet. And then you have left, but even if you didn't have your kashim, you have to ask you to be French, so then you're going to sleep in the car. So then you're permitted to light the king.
You go to a hotel,
you have
to go to cooking.
You have one air cashew.
The long time somebody is good only one.
No, that's what you said, God. That's the one that says, that's the God that's not on the road. That's on the guest, that's on the road. But that's what you're going to have to do. In fact, some person said that it's not even necessary to be knocking like that. Some person said, come in the way. If I'm a guest, I'll come in the way. One of them, if I'm a stranger, you guys. I need to be clear, even if I'm not a member of the family, but I live there for 30 days, longer. And I'm not alone with my family, even if I'm just there for a visit. I'm just there for the weekend. So if I'm not going to say things, I should have grown. And the Saturday, so I'm not there, he said, so every afternoon. That if I'm a guest there, so I'm, so this job is done, if I'm not with my family. They don't even have to be exactly a ship for some new year session. And now there's a question, I said, okay, make it be with that. I'm going to be like, okay, make a ship for some new year session. Sure. You're only going to take a nice question. So the mind says, whenever we used to make a session, we used to use whatever made an error. So we used to use as, why, the Rashi says that we can use a chaser. A use a chaser is the only error that requires that to pass. Shikufa Yavuot doesn't require pass. You can use any food. And a Rubik's Kuman also can use any food. And a Kashan also can use any food. It's the only error that needs that to dwell is a use a chaser. That's a Mishnah, a Bryce. It's a Bryce and everything. So the Gemara tells us, whenever you have a Richter, they will go ahead, the challah that they have used for the area that they had prayers, they used it, the Mitzvah was finished with it. The area that they had prayers is kind of Shvita, Shabbat 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 Shabbat. And then even if the challah is destroyed, if it's not whatever, then you might say Shabbat 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 Shabbat. You committed to carry a Mitzvah to the end of Shabbat. It's no longer functioning as a Dabbat Shabbat. It only stands as a Dabbat Shabbat to make the area that they had prayers. Every Shabbat day, that's my sister. They would be my idea, we're working on Lechem, let's see Lechem in the Oled on Friday night. They would use it for the Lechem Yishma. Right? I mean, they said, oh, the Saturday day, Mitzvah Chodim, every day, Mitzvah Chodim. It's not proper just to say that it was used. Let's say you have the Hashanah on Hashanah Yadav. And every day, it's after Hashanah on the floor. So the Mitzvah is finished. And now what do you do? It's after Hashanah on the floor. So people look at it, they try that. So you should know if they quote from the Ezra, they quote from the Sefer, Bas HaAgadi Geholim, the Sefer, Bas HaAgadi Geholim, the Sefer, the Adon HaMamah, if I want to tell them, that's not the name of the Jack, this is perfect.
But he says, we take a look at it. You're not allowed to shrimp on top of the net. Even though that's not what he's doing. You're not hearing me. You just said before, you have two masters and colors. You should do the mix with the one that's closer. You shouldn't say, you have two masters. You should use the one that's closer. So he says, that's one shot. But he says, in addition, hey, I'm looking at some good shoot even in the Talmud. He's like, hey, I hear no mix. You're not allowed to walk over. Like, I'm not hearing all the Echman. You're not allowed to walk over to the camera between his teeth. You have to put it in the garbage can. You're not allowed to keep on walking in his garbage. His mother would not be afraid to kiss you. We bought a people today, and I said, we're nervous about kisses. So, but it might be safe to pick it up and move it to the side. That's why we're going to grab it to
the
wall. Yes, because it'd be very awkward. You're not permitted just to walk over and be careful not to kiss. Okay, you're not allowed to tramp around the Hashanahs. You should gather them together and put them, wrap them that night and put them in the dungeon. Okay, this is making them up. Yeah, it was for Okay. But you shouldn't be Nagazi, that's what you say, that you have said. He says something tomorrow. They're not doing that on the Mitzvah. So this tomorrow also seems to say that. But even after the Mitzvah has been
and bring it ready. They look at the area and say, it's finished. Yesterday, the Shemesh was ready, turned the Shvita to the Chala. They look to the river, it's finished punching. Still, you should treat it with dignity because of the fact it's like a Tamachach, you should shock it from river. It's like the Gemara of Tamachach, you should shock it from river. It has to be given cover, that you should bring it and replace the river, even though the oyster is a perfect, the oyster is not a way, and there was nothing left, because there was one place that was there. He was once a Tamachach. This object was once a Tamachach, which was left. So the Gemara says you have to treat it with dignity even on now, like that's the same as the Ishaimus, after you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah. And then the Gemara says we should try to be ma'arif to use it for another mitzvah, that's where the money came from, that you use the Ishaimus for baking the matzah, so you use it for burning the Tamachach and Abdullah, to try to get it. That's right. You try to use it since you once served as a Gavish and Mitzvah, so that you have to treat it with dignity later, that you think in the Gemara. And you can try to use it with a high degree of dignity, to try to deny how to use it to get involved in another Mitzvah. All the time, wait for her to never done this practice again. That's the But it's not necessarily a true mitzvah. It could be that the source of that is a matir, and if a chamin is not going to do it, but it's matir like shchita, tata, this mitzvah. The Rambam chants shchita in the Tayyav mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs says to Yishchel, they're in the Chayyav yet, that's a mitzvah, so the Rambam is not going to run. What kind of a mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah? So if a Kish mitzvah is maybe the Rambam only, the Rambam time is it's not a mitzvah, that the Rambam Kashyav mitzvah is a mitzvah. You're not permitted to eat any of the yukha, but it doesn't mean that there's really a mitzvah to eat the yukha. So the mitzvah comes to defend the Rambam and the Seichan mitzvah. So why is the Rambam back chanted in the meaning of mitzvah? Because now the Rambam has that it is a mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah, a condition of mitzvah. If you're not interested in eating flesh, if you want to be a vegetarian today or whatever, so you don't need to push that. But whenever you're interested in eating flesh or chicken or chayyid, then it's a mitzvah to share. Kol Tzipa Tzahorot HaChelot, the Rebbe used to give that mushroom. And the Rambam, the Minyan Amitri, finds Kol Tzipa Tzahorot HaChelot. That is, you need to keep chicken, one of them is to lunch today every day. Whenever you have a Rebbe say when, you have to do once a day every day. Like Dukhani, the Rebbe say when, Davini, the Rebbe say Halet, and the Rambam should put that one once a day every day, and the Rambam says, and Hashem, Dukhani, once a day every day. Then, and the Rebbe say, so that happens once a day every day. And then the second one, when you have a Rebbe say, that is not me, it's a Sunday school, we will learn of this once a day every day. Cool. So once a day every day. So what are you going to say over here? Constantly say to him, you think that chicken once a day every day? No, that means to me for yesterday, you're not going to eat. You're not going to eat. You're not allowed to eat a meagre, you're not allowed to eat a raisin, you're not allowed to eat nothing to miss it. But just because it's a lot of them, that's not a reason why the Rama shouldn't count it. I don't want to be able to miss it in the middle of the night. The Rama does count, there seems to be any issue with it. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam counts Mishka to Hermach Adilayt and the Minyan Mitzvah and the Rambam. Why did he count it? This one is Mishka. It's only Allah Rabbah Makhlalat and not the Ethan of Lucha. So that's Shat and the Rambam. It's Allah Rabbah Makhlalat and why did he count the Mishka to Hermach Adilayt? Did he tell the Rambam? Who said the Rambam never said it? Did he tell the Rambam when he goes up the whole other? No. But the other one is a mitzvah to share. Maybe you want to see new flesh, you're going to say, who says a mitzvah? Yeah, who says a little mitzvah? Don't even give it that answer, another place, you give it that to speak to the Ramban disagrees with a lot of things that the Ramban canted in Minyan. Let's see, so he believes a lot of the Mr. Fess, a lot of Mr. Fess, so he's not missing. He doesn't have a paragraph in the Mr. Fess, so in the end, he has the Hashmatis to the Minyan Essen, and he has the Hashmatis to the Minyan Aladdin. So the Hashmatis to the Minyan Essen, the Ramban counts, he spoke about it on the Fay Shabbat, the Ramban counts, the Mitzvah Aziz in Tereshvi. That is the Shabbat of Lachan Liyakul, a Mitzvah in Tereshvi. And the Ramban didn't count. How come the Ramban didn't count it? Didn't give a question, is there a key at both understood? Oh, this is an approach of the Ramban and the Ramban. They started at the premises, that the only chance of the perception in the Minyan Atayyad, it's a mystery. It's a mystery, it's a mystery, it's a mystery. If it's a law that they must always say, then it doesn't belong in the Minyan Atayyad. And don't just take them up like this. The Ramban sheet to this, that the only chance of the Shabbat of the Ramban, 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 the So I think it's from a whole Hamas, a whole premise. What good is they make up such a premise? But the only counter in the Minyan Mitzvah is from Mitzvah to Yom, it's a Kima Mitzvah. Then a lot of them are saying, I'm going to take it, so what about Chassid of Peretz HaChayim? So then I need to quote it. Chassid of Peretz HaChayim, where do you have one counter? You think I'm in Israel? Okay. He can count in Israel. So that's the question, just because there's a block on making an early Chassid, it's going to be Tamish on the head, he knows ahead that there is a brother, not the Ramban, he knows ahead that there is a brother. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's really a mitzvah, the Ramban knows that he said brother, and I'm not here. Doesn't have to be a mitzvah. Shaita, if you're not, it's even a mitzvah. The Ramban has not heard, but it's really a mitzvah, it's really a mitzvah, it's a Shabbos, and there is a mitzvah. We show him with a machlok with how you should talk. So the passion is that the passion is seen with man of Amnit. That's how most things are seen. When you see that there's man of Amnit to mean that seen, is a mitzvah, then not to be there's man of no. The Rashi Shab is on that group of chef says, see that there's man of Amnit to mean that there's no mitzvah to be tied over there. That there's man of Amnit, there's man of Amnit. So the Chumash Yerocha, if it's said, am I the fair, it's a kind of promotional man. If you want to become fair, you have to get a mitzvah. Doesn't mean you have an obligation to be Messiah yourself. That is the earliest available opportunity. One has it. Either the one of the two has a mitzvah for every family to become fair. And the earliest available opportunity. What? The one of the two has a mitzvah. That's not really a mitzvah. That's the only thing that's a tradition. Yeah, that's a given mitzvah. That's a given mitzvah. But the shayla is that the person is somewhere. Is he obligated to get rid of this woman? So one of the things in the Gemara is absolutely. And now we show him that in fact, by absolute, the sin of his mother is. He's obligated to be retired himself at the earliest of Eretz HaLachim. And if you say one past time doesn't mean you're obligated to be retired yourself, but not necessarily at the earliest of Eretz HaLachim. So then she says, no, sin of his mother, I'm not going to be retired yourself at all. That's not the bracha to say to men, you're going to say to come out from it. If you be saving on the mitzvah, you'll become fair. So how come you say a bracha? Unless you're going to say, oh, your leader says the bracha, or she says it. But how can I even your leader say the bracha? I saw one guy from, he assumed that the leader was a big city. That if someone goes from mitzvah, he doesn't say a bracha. But everyone who says the bracha is a leader. And then we go to why should that be such? I never heard of such a thing. So it's a better question. If a leader says it up and she goes to the mikra, but his mana, sana, nana, everybody wants a mikra to be fair for him to become it. I said, everybody said a bracha when you go for the mikra, you become fair. So I said, how do you say a bracha? And how does the leader say a bracha when she tells the mikra, she always sees his mana about mikra, he's on mikra here. The answer is the bracha. When the master, he just has shrika to be on the master, he's sitting there, he's saying, he's all the time. The Shrikas is like the Shrikas, 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 the Shrikas is like the
We have a lot of brachas underneath too. There's two parts, there's tradition and underneath. So the brachas underneath too, you have to say to the shalach and the site and so on, the shalach brothers. So that's the shiur, and brachas shalach right there, that's not brachas underneath. Shalach in the beginning, before the chalach can give the name to the shalach, they say, Asher, to the shalach and the site, as it's Sivanu. So it sounds like a brachas underneath, but then, only sounds like in the beginning. Then you say, Asher, to the shalach and the site, as it's Sivanu, oh yeah, it's like a lot of tahit, it's a lot of tahit, it doesn't sound, the end doesn't sound like a Birch HaMitzvah. That's what people have to understand. Maybe the title sheet is that it's not a Birch HaMitzvah at all. It's not a Birch HaMitzvah. It's not said by the person. Somebody, one of the participants of the wedding should be saying the block. And the one on the right is saying, no, it's a Birch HaMitzvah that the Chosin should say. And the fact the rabbi says it is the rabbi said on behalf of the Chosin. Today shall Lelevi should be shown you a day on the Raman life in the shul, because sometimes the Chosin doesn't know how to say, he doesn't know how to read it. So the Raman embarrassed him, so they made me a sakona that the rabbi should have said Birch HaKosin for everybody, but the rabbi didn't say on the left of the house. That's a big machlokes. The Raman realized the disagreement with the Bali Akkadish. That's a big shot of his man as well. Let's say the rabbi performs the wedding on the other people who are non-believers. They don't believe in prayer, they don't believe in mitzvah, nothing. What do you mean? The rabbi says the block on the left of the house in Kala. They don't believe that. Shomer, 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 Shomer. They don't believe in any of this. That's the Shabbat. Before the kid is in Europe, yeah, the Shabbat kid. Can you say up there, can the rabbi say the Birch has everything? The Birch has been saying you can say, what's the matter? You don't know what I want. The Birch has been saying you can say. But the Birch has everything, it's called for the Ramam and the Raya, but the Birch has a mystery. So you say it on the rest of the country, and maybe on the rest of the college, but they don't believe. So what's that? It's a better way to say. So the Birch in Europe said, we rely on Satan.
The whole question of marriage was a question that can even be able to do it Friday afternoon because you make the Kedushin, you make a Kiddush on the right hour. There was a problem.
Why did I marry Friday afternoon?
To make the Kedushin.
The reason is the same for a different reason, because they couldn't afford a place in here, and then they had a place in here. Friday night, everybody had a place in here. Even that's the same for everyone. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I couldn't afford.
Can take off?
Huh?
That'll work?
That'll work for me?
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's good enough. Let's go. And it's up to that man. Oh my God, the person says I'm looking at him there.
I
don't think it's right to say that. Let's say I'm asking. If you're looking at yourself, you're not ready to master. That's an issue. So you can ask it. So you can add it. And even if you're very passionate, every chapter is good. Yeah, every chapter is very good. It's very good, but I have to have a right to eat it. Let's say that in my building, the back of my clothes are my back. But every chapter is going to run out of black and mission on Shabbos. So every back on my dress, I come with you. Because every chapter is on the ship for the Lord of the Shem and Shabbos in the building. And that's be such a ship that no one is not going to see other people either. Every week I have to make another People can't let you have milk and they put the chal in the rock and then they start chewing and they talk before they swallow. And then Adam said that's a hectic, but when you chew food you don't have to say that home and swallow. So he said if you start eating the bracha, I'll make you back milk and swallowing, it gets the name hectic. And the Rasha, in the Zion, when the Rasha was going to give me the government, she said that. So the Magen Avraham has, you have to say another book. Let's say another book. And let's say the person says, I'm making records in her errors, and he's mastered before he even starts to chew it. So then even the Rashash is mastered, then it's another book. So that's the Torah has not the Shara. That's the premise. And you know, if you said a book of Tanahanim, and you were mastered before you got to eat the food, even before you started to chew it, before you swallowed, whatever the details of the thing may be, so the Shara is, but what if he was mastered? And something that was a little bit from Sarah Rachim. What if he says, Kul Baruch. He says, I'm acting on his own behalf, and I'm the head of the other Bnei Bayis, so I'm sitting in front of, and then for some people have a practice, Mr. Bill just got that, they say, I'm acting, and then you cut your collar and you eat it, and after you swallow, so you're dropping the collar, and you swallow, then you continue to cut and get to the empty. And other people have a meaning that the United seems to be discarded. But they call a lot of people cause the toilets to other people before they swallow it. In fact, that's how the Gemara in the end of Sochem describes it. That's what in the end of Sochem, that the other people are not allowed to eat. And I'm saying, Hashem, you tell me, Hashem, you tell me, the other people are not letting you until I eat. The person says, I'm not Gemara, that's only if they're getting some wine. Let's say, before I say Kiddush, I put a little wine in everybody's cup. And then I say, I'm about to say Kiddush, and I say, soon as I finish my Kiddush, everybody can drink the wine. So then it goes to take me past my face. So the other ladies drink the wine before I drink. So they pour in the wine before. They're not going to drink from my cup. They're on their own. And let's say, we have a little roll by every seat. So everybody has a roll. And then, the Balabite is saying, I'm going to be on Rechamish. And after he finishes the Rechamish, everybody has their own roll. So then he talks to a lot of the other people in the middle of the week. It does not say Shabbat or Shabbat. One says, I'm 18, everybody has their own. And then they're going to their own. They're just relying on my breath, and they're not waiting to eat from my collar. So then we do have, I'm receiving my Hashem, eat my cheek, and then the breath doesn't fly. They're all going to have the Shem Becher. It's not proper. They should cut those. They should eat before I eat. They're eating from my collar. They're drinking from my wine. So it's not their head. They should cut those. So if it's not proper their head, I gave them a drink. They're all rolling. They're all wine. Then they can't talk. So then, is there a problem? And then I'm seeing Hashem with the Mashiach on the earth. I'm cutting challah, and I'm telling it right to them before I ate my own. So you see that it's not a Gemara. That was a common practice. Wasn't the inner challah that he says in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mivarach says, I'm making you to speak, and that's what he sees. Then he says, well, then he cuts and he says, right to you. See, it's not a Gemara. That wasn't a practice. He cuts to everybody. He speaks to everybody. And the others are very, until the Hamavarek were in the feet. So the servant likes to be out of that scene who's not a hefty. Don't shy me. He tells us and he says, have a piece of challah. He says, Kobiruch, have a piece of challah. Kobiruch, the intelligent man, So the shayla is that talking is a hepsi, that's given. That's not a matter, that's a rashi type of that's given. Because in my place, if you're not giving him shayyam, shayyam, by talking, you don't have to say an additional bracha. So that's assumed that speaking shall never talk, and rashi called takif adam, with marachol, and he's a bet kimar. That is one of the marachas lami. The rabbi was on the school and say zayin. The rashi called, that's given, that's not a dispute. That talking constitutes that talk. You shouldn't think, if only a shayla, maybe it's only a statue, if you wrote a lesson, I have, no. You can talk even to Baruch, let's say, less than today shayla at Saturday Bieber, some of the two words, let's say, just as two words, one says one word, two words. So, that's that would be a hefty. But the Yah comes up with a chiddush, he said to Baruch, tell him to talk to Gora, he does not have to repeat. He does not have to repeat the Amosi, why? So this is considered in the Torah Kabloch, because the Hamaiti that he says, if I said Hamaiti for my child, and I'm going to say the Ram Hamaiti, and then I tell you, say Hamaiti, because the Ram Hamaiti gets to your Hamaiti. Why is my child not good with yours? But if I'm saying Hamaiti to be Hamaiti, the others also, and I'm giving them, so they're reading Holy Shaka to me. We mentioned the Gemara has never been like that. The Gemara has places quoted it earlier. Places on one and second of those quoted from Menzani and Rava, that you shouldn't complete cutting the challah first to finish a mercy that in the house, and then you complete cutting the challah. What about the people that are entering Amen? You shouldn't complete cutting the challah until you learn that the Menzani is finished saying Amen. Because my bracha relates to them, and then entering Amen has a shaykhus with my cutting of the challah. So that's what Menzani says, if I'm giving from my challah to the others, and I say to Baruch that it's not the Seroch or Achilu Shemit, Seroch or Achilu Shalahem, but it's all one big Achilu. The whole Chabur together is having one big Achilu. So that's considered a hectic of Seroch, Achilu Shachabur. Hey, my Seroch will go. The best one is it's a piece of Chalot. That's some Chalot. The other piece says, Homi, Mela, then he says, it's between Jesus and Seroch. Or the Ritzon, the deal is that when you say Hamaiti, you say Hamaiti on a taste piece of challah. What if the challah is stale, dry, doesn't taste so good, so you can't dip it in and put on some syrup, or dip it into the mayonnaise, and yet you have to dip it into the mayonnaise, or whatever, my son was there. Or whatever, you have to have some kind of an instant where you should take that, taste better. So then he says, oh, you have other instant, so then you have all the dark does constitute there. So you need to that too. But not the hair of our money. But so I say I'm like, before I had a chance to eat, I say, I'll eat the challah. And if you're a challah, if you're a breath, you're a achila. But your achila has nothing to do with my achila. It's only one big achila that you're relying on my brothers. So if I say, eat for food, eat for food, means mix the food. Prepare the food for the shvarim, for the behemoth, that is a successful record. That's not, I'm going to try to put this achila. We talk about the next month on the bed, the next month on the bed, the next month on the bed, the next month on the bed. Why? Because the bed is here, I'm not familiar with it. And he said, you think, it is a shahat, that's the master, that's what allowed me. But the one that you need like this, it means that the job doesn't have any food. If the job doesn't have any meat, the job had it in fourth course. You have nothing to do.
He said that the Lord interpreted as Talmud, because the Mishnah in the youngest tradition. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara has a rush of mind, the eye cry, the eye goes. The Rosh Hashanah wrote it in Kenneth Swift, and he said, did he give us his name? What is that? Did he give us his name? The Mishnah says on the Lord's Latin tradition, Ganish, a chassi, he taught me a fire chassi, but because he's feeling, he taught the best of God. But the Hemis, you go to Michael more than the Yadim who are sinners. You have a child, isn't it? And by this way, she gave first to Eliezer, and she gave to the Bahamians, so the Mother Avon says to Kashuk and the Sefer Chassidim, why don't you say to the Bahamians, then to the Yadim, and how come? She gave first to the Yadim, then to the Bahamians. So some want to say, if it's my Bahamians, if it's my Bahamians, and I have food and drink, I have to give the Bahamians first. But if it's not my Bahamians, it's not my responsibility, so no one can see any of the Bahamians. I'm not going to give this Bahamians before, and I have no responsibility to the Bahamians. That's what kind of thing I want to say. If it's my behemoth, I'm not ready before I give the behemoth to eat and to drink first. But if it's not my behemoth, it's someone else's behemoth. The heaven is the very highest good place to give the first to
heaven.
What about
home?
It's
my
behemoth. Well, that's the way you're not going to be the child. If you're the behemoth, you're going to say that. Huh? Yeah. It's the way you think about what you're saying. It's that the man who has one question, I can buy you fish, you take your family over, and then
you talk to one guy, it's certain. Then you want to give, first you go give the Bahamians, then you're going to give him the same cut, you're going to give to the,
give the leftovers. So we give the leftovers to the Lord, and you give them up. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that's what the Magen Avraham says, the Magen says you have to give first, the Magen Avraham comes by Achila, and by Shkia Nath. So that's the question, how do you understand this? I'm sure I'm not a home half on that thing. That's the Magen Avraham has. Omer Rav Tashmim Shula Kriya Kriya says a name, Eru Batir Hashem Shoya, we're not supposed to cut the Chaleya, if it's a Chavid, it's a Mitzvah, yeah, the Red Kron is on that long the second day. When you say a Melchi, the Bichat Anahem, and so the food of the Mitzvah, you send your bracha, the banana, the yarn, the ice cream, whatever you're eating, it's considered in a certain sense, a Chet Kishan Mitzvah, so just like you would do the Mitzvah on Tyrus, on Tzvah, and on Kretzvah, and on Mitzvah, so you could do the Eden Mitzvah, so you should have the, if you have two Chalas, I see the man, if you say the Brahman is a Hitler one, unless it's not mine, unless the Taitiya one I want to say for later, I'm not interested in eating it now. But the children are going to eat the good one, I'll eat the skin, whatever. But if I have a very easy to eat this, I they should say I'm with you, I'm the one that's neutral, you have got to be eating this. So what happens if the bread is stale, dry bread? So you should get it, you should have a little form with it, and if it's a case, then you should have to go back. So he says, if you know what is the answer, it doesn't take so much, so you shouldn't say, I'm not seeing. It's not going to be in the first one, it's not going to be in the next one, that you're going to dip it into. And I got there, I'm sure it's further. And that's what the Kasachah, Rashi, I do, Melech HaMitzvah, with Nekolach HaMiyachah,
till everybody has, and he wants to see any new fast stuff, then he's going to tell everyone, he's going to say, Nancy, then he's going to have to say,
no.
It shouldn't be nasty, you shouldn't have to feel like that, and he also has to, But if you put salt after the Akira, that's not going to be considered Makashir. But they want you to call it Tachumer. So you shouldn't even put salt on it after the day. When it's on a table, hope that this is a violation of Makashir. All that earlier long, not on Pesach now. Earlier long, you have delicious bread after in America. But today, like I said, the bread is delicious. So when it needs salt, the bread has the right to be a sauce and a flavoring and taste delicious. But then you need to have... So Rashi says on that Gemara, you have to get stuck here. You invite Ochel Mani, you need to eat with you. Doesn't just need the Shulchan of Gan Yisrael. See, the Shulchan is laughing with that, but she's giving Mani, and that they should participate also in this. So that's the Gemara, some lady Achel in the world, such a notion of this, the Shulchan is laughing with that, and the same thing, and it's actually a Hashem. We are Shulchan Shulchan Hashem, so that's why you don't put the knife on the... You don't have a knife on the Shalchuk of Hamad, and I really do have one, to be covered over the knife, but when you have salt, Zechel HaKol Kodam HaKak Yom Yalak. But these are later in Hagen, and in Bali and places you don't find it. The meaning of the Bali and places you're only to have the salt on the table to be made in the Shindik of Faith. And that's what we're doing in Lachem, we're kind of such a popular notion. The other Bali and places never heard of it. This is a Tachar of Faith provision, so you don't even need to know the salt on the table, but I don't say Tachnai. They Tachnai, they don't need to. So it says you don't have any salt. Why does it quite be shaking? Natasha? And Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Hashem Makis. I didn't believe in Hashem at the Hashem at the time. He didn't believe in the whole thing that he did. Let me share my life. No, he didn't believe in the whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to prove to him that there is a barrier. So he goes, and tell just the Hakim to do with black magic they can also do them. And they are here. Then comes Kenan, it says that he requested from the Hakim and the Nechashim they couldn't do. So Rashi quotes in the letters because the Kishis cannot be shown like Ein Hashed, Ein Hashed, Sholeit, are very apophysic as well. And the kings are less than the size of the soul, so is a body grain. Size of the soul is a body grain. So the great other, a shade has no shade, and then the fish is the shade. Does this have any significance as far as we're concerned? The past is good as much. Do we ever have a shear of the soul? They have to have the root of the receiver. The mother will say, I'm not going to see what I could do. The church is supposed to be a rabbi. The church is supposed to be a rabbi. I keep comparing a Bible, a river, and a river. You don't have anything anymore. They must have had a moral tradition. She should be a rabbi first on the river, but also one of the things they told me is that the root of the spirit has to be at the area. They have clearly different from how well. And both you have a field that are not a story or wide, it's not a story thin. If you wear the tour on every day, so the fields keep on shrinking, they get sure and sure. But it gets less than a story, so then you should do a fact is not you should put on with that address. You should get a little tour, but if you can, you shouldn't say that because somehow that it's not really cool. If it's not a story wide, it's not conscious. Yeah. So we never have another sheer of story with them around the club and go out again. This Rashi, Rashi's quoting a letter. She says, yes, there's a sheer. Yeah, the shed is not sure that less than a story, that's what he said he couldn't do the tune. He says, yeah, but I would do the tune like that. Ethan Kisraya, a dead body, with your family, for the doctor of your family, the Kazarians, and the Ethan that song is on the family if you have Kisraya. Ethan probably Kisraya if you have a chip, if you chip off a bend that's less than a Kisraya, then it's not still Mutama. Yeah, that's in Kisraya, then it is Mutama. Oh. I've never walked around with some kind of a lesson that was not intended. Yeah. Okay, well, it was not intended. So the Marami crowd claims that he thinks that there must be in the Gurari. He thinks there must be a relationship between that and him. He says that the fact that the less than a Kisraela never has any tumor is an indication that there's no perfect Akuma that is shown as a less than a Kisraela. And that's why the Chakimim and the Chashim have no shimpan of Kishuv. The Shaden have no shmita, and that's because the Shaden accomplished things in this world based on Kechet HaTum. The Kechet HaTum are not far on Lechem Zita. So then he wants to go further explain to why should that be so? He said that there's a halacha that stems from this statement by Rashi. Why should that be so? So then he comes up with an answer. He says that the first, he gives a suggestion that this, the word Kisaheira, which means the body grain, stems from the word Shir. This is a Shir, this is a thing. It says something like a Shir. That the Shir, that something should be considered a separate entity. This is a cup of tea, this is a dresser, this is a paper, this is a piece of paper. But I have the Shir of Kisaheira, or a dog, then it's a separate entity, it's not talking about the rest of the world. That's from its face. that's a thing you need to stick out of it. Unless the Messiah then it becomes part of the rest of the world. And unless the Rebbeinu created the world that's there. So the world of Klal Yisrael cannot have any Bekechet Asura not Chal on the world, on the whole world. So he says if you have the only Chal on an object, it's something separate from the rest of the world. But if you have such a tiny object that's smaller than the Kishir, so everyone is a Kishir. Tachat Mitzvah means Tachat Mitzvah. It doesn't have a Shir of Hashiri. It doesn't have a Shir of Hashiri, so it's better not have the rest of the world. So what do you want to say? There's a Kerech Atua that's Chal on the world, on the Ethno of the world, that cannot be. That's exactly the whole of Atalia. That's why the Shir doesn't have Shlitzer. Unless there's a Kishir, and that's why there's no Tumah, unless there's a Tumah. That's if you're going to say that there's a Kerech Atua, Chal on the Ethno of the Bria, on the whole world, that cannot be.